that we propose? What is your proposal? Is it the administrator, or does it become you? And what, do you have any concerns?
My proposal is that the estate enter an appearance up there to protect the interests of the estate to the extent that those interests may appear in that location, which is in a situation where the court can't find, federal court can't find a trust or rules that there's not sufficient proof of the existence of the trust, then everybody knows those assets go to the estate. There needs to be somebody representing the estate because of the potential of getting $1.7 million into the estate, which is, you know, a lot of money.
What's also...
It's cash.
Yeah.
And what's also an issue is I was the owner of the policy, and that's everybody's agreed on their side, our side, the insurance company, everybody, since I haven't seen the policy yet. But the owner is alleged to be Sai. So even if there was a trust, it's gone, because he was paying the premium, according to the insurance company, from Simon Bernstein, not the trust.
Well, that's part of the discovery that would need to go on.
Well, that's been discovered in federal court already.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So the estate's got to have somebody in there.
Right.
Now, who that is?
Well, this is the...
Well, I don't know if he has anything to do with it.
This is the thought we have. I mean, if you have the policy itself, have you ever gotten a copy of the policy? Not the trust, the policy.
Nobody has the policy.
Okay. And you have... I think the notice you filed and then his motion didn't go to all the interested persons in the estate, like formal notice. If you want to spend estate funds to do that, it seems to me that you should have formal notice and a special set hearing to decide it and let the people that are beneficiaries object. Because you're asking to spend estate money going after something that others have concluded, as fervently as you believe it's the winner, in one sense, others have concluded it's not a winner for the estate and it's not a worthwhile expenditure of estate funds.
I'm not opposed to having a special.
Do we have a separate counsel for the kid yet?
Who's that?
The people trying to take the policy from the estate are the
that's
parents
what the administrator,
of the children.
Well, to the extent that the kids are
not
beneficiaries, then the administrator ad litem, in essence, represents the estate.
The administrator guardians can be anybody. In fact, I would not propose that it be me. I would propose that it be Mr. Stansbury.
Okay.
Because he would be advocating the estate's interest because he obviously has a very big dog in the fight of trying to get cash into the estate.
Yep.
Judge Colin, I doubt, would let Mr. Stansbury have his money to pay his attorneys in the Chicago litigation while it's ongoing. But if he's successful there in getting $1.7 million put into the estate, and probably the first money back out of the estate would pay his attorney.
For adding value. Okay.
But is he willing to
spend
it
in the estate?
Are you willing to fund all the litigation costs in Illinois?
They probably already filed a motion for intervention.
No, but all of it.
All of it.
and if you
well, that'll be born in
and if you lose, we're willing to fund the costs of the administrator ad litem, if it's Mr. Stansbury.
Right. You're willing to intervene.
Who's going to pay the lawyer fees to intervene?
They've already got a lawyer. They already tried to intervene.
Right.
But who's paying that fees for the proceedings?
So far, we have.
Well, I think this issue should be set special with the formal notice, and then I'm not disagreeing how it's going to turn out.
That's fine. I think we should special
set it
too.
Are you involved in the litigation?
I think we can get time.
Any arguments there?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
You're an attorney for the estate?
No.
So why are you making that decision? Who's representing you? We're going to get to that.
There's a pending motion for Ted to be appointed on the PR of the estate. That's
and even if I'm not available, I'll get Peter, my associate, to we'll be available for anything. So.
Ma'am, state your name and address, please.
Lenora Anderson, 2421
Northwest 59th Street, Overtown, Florida. And you're currently married to Stuart Jane Anderson?
Correct.
You were married November 2nd, 1986?
Yes.
And is your marriage irretrievably broken?
Yes.
Do you have any minor children?
No.
Did you enter into a settlement agreement on February 27th?
Yes.
Which was filed with the court?
Yes.
Does that agreement resolve all issues between the two of you regarding your money, your property, everything?
Yes.
Did you enter into that agreement freely and voluntarily?
Yes.
Did anyone force you to enter into that agreement?
No.
Are you asking the court to order that you and your husband abide by that agreement?
Yes.
And you are not asking to change your name?
No.
Just as it works today?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am, I've entered the final judgment. Your divorce at this time, the agreement that you and your husband entered into is now in order of the court for both of you to comply with. Any questions?
Thank you, ma'am.
Son. Title was never transferred to the grandchild, however. And after Mr. Bernstein died, the Kia remained, after the son of Bernstein died, the Kia remained at L.A. Bernstein's home, where it was parked, mothballed, so to speak, not insured, not in the possession of the estate, but titled in the name of the deceased. So the issue is really whether or not the deceased gifted that automobile to Josh, or whether or not he loaned it to him, so to speak. There's some evidence that it was a birthday gift, but there are some interested parties who maintain it. In the meantime, Josh is now 16, has the car sitting in his driveway, can't drive it. Title in the name of the estate, which is not an acceptable position for the estate, because anybody can get hold of the keys and drive it around and do some damage in the estates. Technically, it could be a lot of work. What I believe we just agreed to out in the hall is that we would agree that the title be transferred to Candace Bernstein, who is Josh's mother, who's here behind me. But pursuant to an order that provides that the title transfer is without prejudice to any interested party later on, once the pour-over trust here is distributed and Josh is a beneficiary of that pour-over trust, making the claim that his distribution should be diminished by the value of that automobile. And of course at that time, if Josh and his parents would want to make the argument that that it was actually a completed gift and it was intended to be a gift and should not be deducted from his trust distribution, they could make that at that time as well. So in other words, deferring what could be litigation over whether or not we have a gift of the Kia now, which in my estimation would exceed the value of the Kia, getting title out of the estate, which you can insure it and allow Josh, who's 16-year-old here in Palm Beach County, to go ahead and drive it to school. And in the event they decide once the trust is distributed, I think everyone agrees. I think I accurately.
Peter Feynman on behalf of William Stansberry, who is a creditor of the estate currently in litigation before Judge Block. We have no objection.
We are Alan Rosa, represent Ted Bernstein, who's the fiduciary in the other two estates and who's the successor trustee of the Simon Bernstein Trust. We have, this was my proposal to save expenses. Everyone has agreed to it. We have no objection. Mr. Stansberry obviously needed to consent to it because he's a creditor. He's asserting claims over the general assets. So we've agreed to that. And the hope would be that it would be resolved without having decided at a later date. This would save expense. And we're in agreement.
I just think the cost of bringing this motion and all
respect to what Mr. Brown said was the term.
I do.
Mr. Royer is with me.
I think just for the record, this is to Joshua Bernstein. It's been represented that someone under the age of 18 cannot own a vehicle. I don't know that that's true or not, but it's going to go to his mother, Candace, with the as against his.
Okay. I mean, that sounds reasonable.
So we'll have to write that one up, Your Honor, because that one's fairly creative. The other two matters that we had, there is a case pending in front of Judge Blanc where Mr. Kamen's client, Mr. Stansberry, has brought a lawsuit against the estate and various other entities. Most, or if not all of which, are represented by Mr. Rose. And Mr. Kamen understandably wants to move his lawsuit forward. So I have entered a notice of appearance in that case. The question is, how much am I supposed to get involved in that case? And my initial proposal was that we do what we basically did in the Urbanic case, which is I allow the Ted Bernstein, who is the trustee of the Pour Over Trust, to take the lead, and I monitor it and step in as needed. However, I believe Elliot Bernstein has made the point that there could be some conflicts between Ted Bernstein and the estate, because basically Mr. Stansberry is saying, well, here's what promises were made to me, and some may have been made by Simon, some may have been made by Ted, so there is the potential for finger pointing amongst the defendants. I think, we didn't discuss this outside. This probably should be the subject of a specially set hearing where we can at least brief that issue. We probably can get time.
Well, what's the formal request?
Well, my formal request is Mr. Feynman wants to move his case forward. I don't want to expend the state money if I don't have
to. Right now, he wants to move the case forward before Judge Blanc.
Right.
So he does what he wants up before Judge Blanc.
Yeah, that's what he is doing.
He has the right to be able to do that.
That's correct.
So I'm not sure what the issue is.
Well, the motion that I made is for instructions. Am I supposed to retain counsel and go ahead and start paying them with the state assets to go sit in the depositions, attend the hearings, and basically, litigate the case?
But the lawsuit is against the estate of Simon, correct?
The estate of Simon.
And the estate of Simon is represented by?
Represented by I as
so
curator.
You represent. Okay, so we don't have a PR for Simon, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm the curator for Simon. It's
Mr. Rose's office. You represent Ted, correct?
I represent Ted Bernstein, the company that Ted and Simon were involved in, and the estate, and the Shirley Bernstein Trust, which is named as a defendant. Whether I would be willing to represent with a conflict waiver the estate hasn't been decided. The concern here is there's a pending motion to have a PR appointed, and we have a curator. We had moved Judge Blanc to stay that case for 30 days or 45 days so Your Honor can hold a hearing to determine the PR. Mr. Stansberry objected to it, and Judge Blanc overruled it, which was fine. So the case is moving forward.
So
I don't think.
My question is, what's the status of the hearing on the appointment of a PR in the state
of California? Everyone needs to leave here today and contact your judicial assistant and set that for hearing at the earliest time we can get from Your Honor.
Does that sound right?
That sounds right to me.
Okay.
In the order appointing me, and I don't know if the letters, but in the order appointing me, and I believe at the hearing where you were appointed, I was appointed, you expressed concern about cost.
Sure.
And the curator spending estate money on, and so that's what I'm trying not to do.
Right. Well, it sounds like, I don't know what's going on in Judge Blum's case, but I think the key for this case is to let's move on quickly, as quickly as possible, to the hearing to determine who's going to be PR in this case. So we need to get that done right away. In the meantime, is something going to happen in the Judge Blanc case? I don't know. Is there anything pending right away?
No, Your Honor.
Is it still stayed?
There's nothing. It's not stayed, but there's nothing that's imminent, like a deposition of Mr. Bernstein that has been set yet. We'd like to set it. Our concern on behalf of Mr. Stansberry, Your Honor, is we don't agree that the interests of Mr. Ted Bernstein and the deceased, his father, are necessarily 100% aligned, and therefore, Mr. Stansberry would not want estate assets to be used to defend Mr. Bernstein and then dilute the estate if Mr. Stansberry were to prevail in his litigation against the estate.
I got
There's
it.
Less there for him.
Well, I think that if you then move slowly up at the, on the civil case, at least till we can have the hearing determine the PR here, that seems to be the way to go. So let's do that.
Okay. I don't know that we necessarily need an order for that.
Okay, no, you just need to call my office. And say, I mean, I'll give it to you right away. Just tell my office how much time and you get it.
Successor trustee of the sign of trust. And I'm sorry? Okay, that's fine. We don't need to be hostile. I'm not being hostile towards you. I don't want to be hostile.
This whole thing has been hostile towards you.
No, I'm not me, sir. I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying, well, but my first mission until I got involved in the estate was to try to protect everybody, and including I was working with the estate council to protect against the Stansberry claim, because he's suing for $2.5 million. He can take all the assets in the estate, including if the insurance policy comes here, he can take the insurance policy. I understand that may be a result you're fine with. It stands where he gets all the money, but I mean, I think
they're going to get it from Ted.
Okay.
I mean, Ted did all the crime, so Ted, they're going to go after him first. And whatever might be left that my father might have owed, I'll tell you this, my dad wouldn't have left the earth owing anybody any money. He didn't owe anybody. Okay, so if Ted brought this nightmare on our family, we might have to bear some of it, but after Ted is stripped of everything of $2.5 million that he might have stolen.
Okay.
I think that's very clear.
What makes you think Ted stole money out from Stansberry?
I just looked at everything, looked at all the records, taking a good look at my brother and what he's been up to and what he's done so far, and I think that he's going to be in jail in a minute. So, you know, I think he's got a lot more serious problems. I think you should read the police reports. He's taken distributions without authorization, with being told by counsel not to take them. I don't know what you guys are doing, but it ain't gonna go good, I'll tell you that. And as you know, I'm putting all this into multiple federal courts. I'd advise him to resign. He's clearly conflicted. He's got all kinds of problems. It would be wise. And to return everything they've taken from the estates at this point. You know, so that's my resolution. This whole thing's been involving in fraud and forgery that he's up to his ass. Unbelievable. And I don't get it. He doesn't even have anything in this estate, no matter how it pans out. He gets nothing because he was a bad child. He picked the wrong side of the bed. And you're getting attorney fees out of my mom's estate at this point?
I don't represent your mom's
estate. Or my mom's trust, I think.
Your mom's trust, I'm defending your mom's trust in litigation. By Stansberry.
Stansberry, my mom's trust isn't in Stansberry. The judge rejected it because the claim was filed too late. Only sides of state and trust are in Stansberry. Do you know that?
Do you have an order that says that?
Yeah.
Have you sent it to me?
Yeah.
It's in the state. It's in the case.
It was taken out. The judge rejected the Shirley Trust. Is that correct, Dan?
The Shirley Bernstein Trust is defendant.
The claim was filed too late. It was after the 2 years or something that judge ruled. You can check. What? Name the trust. No? The trust is in?
The trust is in. Okay. And the trust has all the money.
Supposedly. We haven't seen any
accounting.
Well, not
Ted's money.
What?
He's using it for his defense.
No, the trust has money to defend the trust.
Right, not Ted.
Is that the money from the condominium?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be returned too, because we want the condominium back.
Do you sign this?
No. As long as the language is okay with you, what it's meant to say is, I've got to take care of that ticket.
Right.
That's probably going to be the biggest impediment to transferring the title. Then I transfer it to you.
Okay.
And then in the event, once the Simon Bernstein trust is eventually distributed, if somebody wants to say Joshua should be reduced by $11,000 because of the Kia, they can say that, but you all can say, no, it shouldn't be because that was a lifetime.
Okay, now my question is, do you have the original title?
No. You know.
It's Ted. Won't give it up. So we can go to...
I have to have an original title.
It went to his house. It was mailed to his house.
Confirmed with the state of Florida.
DMV mailed it to his house.
The original title?
Yes.
In the name of who?
In the name of Cy, because he had all the mail forwarded to his house.
No, the original title, not the registration, but the title.
No, the original title.
Was sent to Cy's.
Was sent.
Sent to Ted's house.
And forwarded to Ted's house.
Just ask Ted.
Okay. Who bought the car? Simon?
Yeah.
And a Kia dealer?
We had a report Ted threw
okay,
the
no,
in garbage with intent.
What we can do is if we agree to meet at the DMV at the same time, they can do a replacement and a transfer at the same time, but both parties have to be there.
If he's on, I would have to show up with my letters and everything else.
I can make an appointment, and then so we can be quickly in, but they can do, you can order the replacement and transfer it as long as we're there also at the same time.
If you want to take the initiative to do that, that's fine. The person in my office to contact on that is named Mary Ellen McCarthy, my assistant. So I guess I have to show up with the letters. So the West Palm one would be best.
Is that better for you? Okay.
My office is right there.
That means
so when I leave my office and go there, that means I only have to bill for that time as opposed to driving down.
Perfect.
Here.
And I think it's easier actually to get an appointment there. So that's
okay.
That'll be better.
And that's, I mean, I'd like to do it as quickly as possible. I need to do it as quickly as possible. As you know, the Kia can't move, Elliot, which is what we've been doing anyway.
It hasn't moved in a year and a half.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, this should have been done a while ago.
He's ready to drive his car finally.
I understand. 16.
Okay. Did you contact the Kia dealer? Do you have the original copy of the title that would have been issued by the... Or the
well, it comes from the state. So if you buy it, they give you, then they say when you get it from the state, you know, it takes 3 to 4 weeks to get it from the state.
So when Simon was alive.
Right.
Okay, Simon's alive.
Right.
I think your position is he and Ted weren't close. They weren't. Why would Simon have had his personal mail sent to Ted?
No, Ted, after Cy died, transferred all of Cy's mail to his house instead of Robert's in his office.
No, I understand that, but the, you're talking about the original certificate of title.
It was only 2 weeks before he died.
It was 2 weeks before Cy died. Bought the car, gave it to him 2 weeks.
Before he died.
So we were still waiting to get the title in mail, and Cy died. It was the last time our kids saw Cy alive.
Did I get that right? Mary Ellen?
Okay, so Cy...
Mary Ellen McCarthy.
You think the original certificate title went to Simon's house and didn't get...
And got forwarded to Ted's house with all the other mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has anyone politely and precisely asked Ted to look for this particular
document? Yes, and my son did. My son was calling his uncle saying, hey, can I please have my...
Like
know?
I said, somebody witnessed him throw it in the garbage with intent and a smile.
Who witnessed
it? I'm not going to
It's his nephew.
Just in case the DMV gives me any grief.
Yeah.
That basically just says I'm.
You could actually put in the order that.
You should also.
You could put in the order that the DMV is directed to.
You should probably mention the
DMV is directed to issue a substitute title without your hearing. I mean, he could order that. Might work too.
That would save. If you don't go in there, it'll take a long time to get it from the state. If you go in there, they'll give it to you.
Okay. Send someone other than you.
No, I mean, I can go. They probably want to see my driver's license. As long as it's an appointment.
You said it in West Palm Beach, so he doesn't have to.
That's what I just said. They should also mention to the DMV that he's deceased.
So that won't be me. That'll be one of my assistants calling, working their way through the bureaucracy, finding out how to take care of a ticket, which we'll just basically put a pay order on my firm credit card, and then it will show up at the cost of the city state, and we'll get it taken care of.
At some point, there's going to be, like in Seinfeld, the airing of all grievances, there will be a time for that.
It's not necessarily. So just like with the co-PRs who were in, you're going to be getting an accounting in 20 days, I think, 60 days, 20 days. So when you get that, then you can take a look at it. Okay. So you don't need to, because I can email you. Conform. Okay.
Mr. Brown,
nice meeting you.
Pleasure. I would shake up sick.
Okay.
So
thank you for that.
You.
Okay. Great day. Yep. All right, Al.
Size companies paying?
Are you sure Taylor's trust is in that? The estate got denied.
And the trust is in?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
You see it right from the beginning with Bernstein Family Realty because there's assets in it.
I love my baby.
The houses, he's transferred.
Alan Rose, well, there's $2.5 million Stansbury will get it. Good. After we teen Ted's clock. Yeah. Trust me, Stansbury will get what's coming. Fuck him.
The
Ted should get it. The fucking criminal who did all this shit.
When you reopen the Shirley estate.